a train from Jersey City can get you into the heart of New York in around 20 minutes. That's made it a popular destination for tourists, and Airbnb hosts are cashing in. There are now over 3,000 Jersey City listings on its platform. Here's Owen Goodfriend, Associate Professor of Urban Policy and Planning at City University of New York.
It's pushed the prices up for people that are looking for long-term housing. It's brought prices down for people that are looking for lodgings, tourists, you know, for a day or two or even a week or two.
Citing safety concerns, rising home prices and housing shortages, Jersey City's Mayor Stephen Fulop pushed for tighter restrictions on short-term rentals. But Airbnb says it felt obligated to stand up for the community of hosts and to fight the referendum it says was backed by the hotel industry. Airbnb supporters collected enough signatures to trigger a vote on the issue. After a bitterly fought multi-million dollar campaign, Jersey City's residents voted in favour of the tougher restrictions. Supporters of the move say it will put more homes on the market. Critics say it denies homeowners a source of income.
There is actually going on here.
Katie McCrary is an actor musician by trade, but also an Airbnb host since 2017. She owns a building with two apartments and she rents them both out when she's away on tour. The new law placed limits on how often landlords can rent out properties they're not living in. McCrary says this means she'll no longer be able to list both spaces when she's on the road.
People who really, you know, or who are moguls at this and who own like 40 apartments, yeah, I think that was going a little too far. But like now I feel like the pendulum has sort of swung a little too far the other way. And now, you know, little people like me who just earn a little bit extra on the top or not, it's going to be hard.
And some real estate experts are skeptical these new measures will help protect affordable housing, a longtime issue in New Jersey's second biggest city. Kevin Taub, commercial real estate sales agent at Marcus & Millichap, is skeptical these new measures will help protect affordable housing, a long-time issue in New Jersey's second biggest city.
The units that would be rented out for Airbnb are not units that would typically be made available for affordable housing. So it may impact more the higher end because the people who take Airbnb spaces are more likely to be vacationers that are in for the weekend and have a little bit more discretionary income.
Jersey City has joined a number of international destinations, including LA, Paris and Vancouver, pushing back against Airbnb. It's valued at around $31 billion, but this pushback could drive down investor appetite as the company prepares to go public in 2020. William Denslow, Jersey City.